Welcome to Aspire. I'm so grateful you chose to be with me on this 10th day of May, 2026. I get such a kick out of people asking me questions, and I really want you to know how deeply honored I feel about this. I'm definitely surprised. In fact, the public seems to ask me more questions than my own quasi-attendee students that probably I've gotten so used to the tone and texture of my voice and what I do that they just discount it. But anyway, I am very, very grateful. I really am. This question comes from Thomas. He is from the Northwest, he says. And he asks, what is my essential teaching? He found me on YouTube, and he wants to know what my essential teaching is. I think, Thomas, you're asking me, am I a Christian? Am I, I don't know what you're really asking as far as the denomination of me. So I'm not going to go into that since you weren't specific. But believe me, I'm non-denominational in every way, shape, and form. So need to know that. I don't have one essential teaching, and yet all of my teachings point to one thing. And you have to understand, I'm on a journey just like you are. There's no difference between you and me. We both find ourselves captivated by our minds and our emotions. We find ourselves captured by our human body in a world that is tumultuous and, to say the least, silly and does all sorts of mischief and evil, where we live in a world where evil prevails, not goodness and mercy, but evil. And people don't want to believe that, but if you take a look at the history of the world, you will see it's all about wars. And even Jesus said, you will always have wars and rumors of wars in this lifetime, in this world, and he's right. So the one thing that goes to the core of my teaching is, let love live you. But there's also so many other things that I teach to get you to that place where you can let your living be love and turn it into a lifetime. That's the whole effort, to allow my life to let love live me instead of my body, my impulses, my emotions, my beliefs, my theories. Instead of allowing all of that Gregory Penn stuff that all of us have in our life, you have it too, Thomas. It's in there. It's in your genetic nature. Does it not bother you at all? You will never, ever, ever get past your genetic nature, what you were born with. That should bother you. You mean I have to live as a humanity, in humanity, from my parents' humanity? If that doesn't bother you, if that doesn't rub you the wrong way, you're not ready for this work, and you haven't realized the true significance of what it is to be in a practice, a spiritual practice where you seek to transcend whatever it is that is your biology for the sake of gaining in consciousness. And that's really what it's all about. So my little one essential teaching, let love live you. You know, a lot of people would say, well, I already do that. No, you don't. You love what loves you back. You don't love those things that don't, quote, unquote, love you back the way you would like to be loved. You just aren't interested in anything. Well, why would I? Logically, it doesn't make sense. Love your enemy, as yourself did say the master. And I don't think people really understand what is implied there. To do that, you have to be extremely, extremely devoted to love. And it has to be the only thing you seek in your life. In everything you do, you seek love. You seek to understand the nature of love, the nature of what true goodness and virtue is. And when you understand that, when you can do everything from the state of your deepest heart, That's when you've done something magnificent with your life. So, no matter what we do in this world, none of it matters unless it leads me to the state of authentic love. That's my essential teaching. But this love would encompass those people, those elements of people who we don't particularly like so much or we don't particularly agree with. Can you love your enemy as yourself? No. No. You can think you do, but when it comes down to the bottom line, the reason you and I can't do that is because we have to realize we are the enemy. It's not another person. It's me. I am the one that created that enemy through many, many, many things that I have done in my lifetime that were counter to the state of love. And once you begin to realize that state of love and how you and I have lived, not in love, but in the tenaciousness of self-preservation, until we realize that, there can be no change in our world, in our life, in our living. So, Thomas, if you're looking for one essential teaching that might coincide with what you believe in, you've come to the wrong place because you believe what you believe. I am teaching you not to believe anything you or I can believe. I would give up belief first. I will never know love unless I am willing to give up what I believe is love. And when I am willing to do that, I am on then the true journey of life. Life as the meaning and the significance of love. Not survival, not self-righteousness, but virtue, the virtue that only love can give us. Now, this is not something that is simple to the average mind. The average person makes a real chortle out of this, a real chortle, real problem, always pushing, shoving, trying to make love fit their mental acuities and their body acuity. And if you do that, then all you have is human affection. And that will never be enough to help you understand the great meaning and reveal of your own life. It just won't help you. But people try, and this is the way they believe they should live. And hence, they make their life nothing more than a chore. What are you looking for? Thomas, what are you really looking for? Let me ask you a question. What's the essential Thomas? What are you all about? What do you do to live? What do you draw a line in the sand with? And will you cross over that line? And what is that line in the first place? Is it about right and wrong, good and bad, or about righteousness, self-righteousness, about thinking you have maybe the chance to live an ideal life where nothing of this world touches you? Even Jesus, the Buddha, Lhasa, who wrote the Tao, all of them, the world touched them. And it wasn't a good thing, as it were. It was something very, very difficult that most people just don't understand. But you live in a very difficult world. And it's the object is not to insulate you from it, but to understand it and to let this presence of love precede you in everything that you do, literally precede you. Now, if you can do that, let love live you beyond the confines of your desire, your ambitions, and your pride. You will find something very unique within you, something extremely exquisite. It is the synergy of love, and it will take your life, purport your life, and the trajectory of it into a deeper state of goodness that you have never known before. All of this is ours at all times, but we just don't care. We don't get it. Anyway, Thomas, thank you for your question, and thank you for listening, and thank all of you for listening this weekend. Be back on the air next weekend. Please, as always, forgive me. Namaste.